Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I'm looking forward today to hearing more from Gage Gilbert, missionary to Greenland. And Gage, tell us a little bit about today, where you live in Greenland. Where could you live in Greenland?
Sir, so most people live up and down the west coast. Greenland's about, I think, around 80% ice cap, so you have to live pretty much on the coast. And so we are serving currently in a town called Ilulissat, Greenland. It's the third largest town, say a large town, about 5,000 people.
Yeah.
And so there's about just under 60,000 that live across the country, spread out over close to 65 or 70 towns and villages. And so we are serving in the third largest and working with, as we mentioned earlier in the week, veteran missionaries, Chris and Carol Scholl and the Ilulissani Baptistit Okalufiat there in Ilulissat, Greenland.
And Mrs. Scholl had some physical problems back at a time, and God sent you all to Greenland to help hold that work together until they could get back in place. Is that right?
Yes, sir. So it was back in March of 2024, Ms. Carol Scholl received a diagnosis that she had cancer. And so they had to go to Copenhagen, Denmark in order to get treatment. And so the Lord allowed us to be there and just to try the best we could as we're still learning the language and the culture, but just to jump in and be a part of the ministries there. And that was a great learning experience.
Sure.
Greenland is, it is an isolated place. And so for us just to be able to have that time and to be involved in the ministry, we're thankful for what the Lord allowed us to do in that.
Tell us a little bit about what's it like to work in a mission work in a country that's freezing cold and not so easy to get around.
Yes, so it's a unique part of the world in the sense of it because of the darkness. We have almost 3 months of darkness in the wintertime, and then, of course, 3 months of light in the summertime. And so Greenlanders would say a lot of times they're upside down, meaning they don't know when to sleep and when to wake up. And so that sometimes makes it interesting in ministry. And people, no matter the weather, people seem to get around. You know, schools and things might close down here if you get a little bit of snow down in the south, but up there, you know, life continues. And so it is isolated area. You see a lot of spiritual needs. They say it's one of the highest suicide rates in the world. And you can imagine with the darkness, just with all the alcoholism is just a huge problem in Greenland. And so in a small community of 5,000 people, you can really begin to sense and see the spiritual needs of people. And just to have an opportunity to build relationships, that's really what ministry is really all about.
It's
about building relationships. And in a place like that, I think even more so, they're not going to care about what you have to tell them about Christ until they know you care about them and that you're going to stay there. I think that's a huge part of this.
It is.
And so for us, this first few years on the field is just beginning, just learning the culture, working on the language, getting to know the people, and seeking to build those relationships so that we can have a basis in order to share the good news of Christ with them.
That is very important. Now, I'm imagining in a whole country, there are probably Baptist churches all over the place.
Yeah, not so much. There's definitely a need for it. Our town where we're working, as far as we know, is the only Baptist work in all of Greenland. And so that leaves about 65 or so other towns that need a gospel preaching work, need a church plant. And so we're excited to see what God wants to do in the days ahead there for sure.
And y'all have already had an effective ministry going on there.
The Lord has allowed us to be able to just jump into ministry and serve through the church there. And we're thankful for this first term and a term of learning and growing and serving in our lives.
And when he talks about a term, he means by that most missionaries go to the field and they'll stay 3 years, 4 years, and come back to the States for a certain time. However, you get into things like visas and all that. So pray for the Gilberts as they go back before too long to their ministry there in Greenland.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.